whatever you want to call them, that have come across our border. And I'm hearing numbers like 5, 6, 7, all the way up as high as 10 million people. And as you know, they don't have a green card. They can't work. And the federal government has to be supplying them with food and housing and clothing. Where's that in the budget? Where do they get the money for that?
Well, what's happening is they are, and the official numbers, okay, what the Department of Homeland Security will admit to is it's about 2.3 million for this last fiscal year, about 2 million for the year before that, and it was a little less than 2 million for the year before that. So we've seen a steady increase of what they'll admit to, okay? Then there's this whole class called gotaways, which could be any number, okay? But you're right. There are certain things the federal government provided for them, and the budget, but the money came out of the border security budget, and it was for things like phones and transportation and that kind of thing. You know, there was a big hoopla that the State Department was charging people to get them out of Israel, but every day they're flying people from the border to a city of their choice at no cost. I mean, there's just this inconsistent way of dealing with things that's just wrong. Then they're pushing them all out into cities where, for example, New York City is spending about $10 million a day on housing, and that's coming from the New York City taxpayers. And so even though they're spreading it around, taxes are taxes, right? Right? You know, I mean,
that's right.
Taxes are money that they're taking from you, whether it's state, local, or federal, that they're taking from you that they have to have to run things, because government has no money without you giving it to them, right?
That's right.
That's right. So it's a big mess, and this is just right at the feet of Joe Biden and the fact that he reversed everything that President Trump did. President Trump had gotten that number down to about 500 people a day. Okay, now it's about 15,000 people a day. And you know, it's he had also gotten all of the children who were, you know, because what's happening is these children are being sent through by themselves. There's also a whole lot of military age men that are coming through by themselves. I just cannot tell you, Richard, how scary this whole thing is. And you know, just yesterday, the Border Patrol encountered somebody and turned them away that had an explosive device. So it's just a matter of time. I hate to scare people, but it's a matter of time.
What is the question that I keep asking, and I've called my representative, what is the end game on this? Where does this all end? Where does it, they're doing this on purpose, but why? Why are they doing this?
Well, I have to tell you, we'll talk more about that. Logan, is the music playing? Not yet. Got another minute. Okay. So we've got, you know, what the end game is to neutralize what it means to be an American. You know, if anybody can be an American, then it doesn't mean anything. And if citizenship doesn't mean anything, and look, like I said before, there are people that have come here the right way that are waiting an inordinate amount of time because so many resources are being used on the people that are coming here illegally, and that's just wrong. It's just wrong. We've got to really straighten this stuff out, and we're not going to straighten it out by having more of the same with Joe Biden. And it's time for Republicans and independents and Democrats that are considering this to get behind a Republican candidate so that we can get Joe Biden out of office before he does any more damage. So, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Alan Dershowitz, one of my favorite people. He's one of the biggest name lawyers in the world, and he is going to be talking about